Welcome, everyone. Akasha here. Welcome to the Bliss Life Global Healing Series. This is the second one this year, and what an amazing year to listen to guidance to do something like this. It wasn't convenient. It wasn't easy. There were a lot of reasons why doing a series like this, I haven't done one in a while, many years, is a lot of work, and yet it was what my inner guidance kept telling me to do, and boy, am I glad that I did it. The first one this spring, I was very sick for many, many months, and I went ahead and just did it. It was slow. I had to cancel a lot of appointments, but all the people came together and I met some amazing people. We had a wonderful healings on the energy medicine one, and you can get all of those on my YouTube channel, youtube.com/joyfulnan. And then 2020 really began to unfold, right? And how interesting has this been? So this is the threshold. It's the doorstep to this decade. And this decade has been predicted by systems like human design and astrology. And you can look into even science saying that we're in an accelerated evolution, and old systems like the Mayan calendar and many, many of the old scriptures and prophecies all could see that energetically, regardless of what we think, this is a moment for change. And this moment for massive transformation and everything else this time has been called, from the grand transformation, the big metamorphosis, the great shakeup, the societal reset, the age of transparency. It is an ascension. It is a raising of consciousness, and nature and all of the energies have conspired to pull back the barriers to our evolution spiritually, mentally, emotionally, physically. And how exciting is it that we can connect in this way compared to many years ago when we couldn't even, everything was snail mail. You didn't know when something was happening live. So this series is for exploring the awakening right happening right now. This 2020, it began to be obvious. And then you look at the numbers and you look at the energies. And you know what? We see the drama and the violence and the hatred and the people separating and the anger coming up. We see the transparency into systems that are outdated and people who are insincere, and we're watching breakdowns of systems, everything from schools to governments to travel to social interaction. All of these things have changed already the landscape of the reality that we live in. Well, guess what? We came here on purpose. Your soul chose to be here right now. There's a reason. You are a piece of the puzzle. We need you. We need you to keep awakening. Wherever you are, brand new, doing this for 30,000 years, whatever it is, there's another level, right? So everyone here is coming into this sacred temple tonight and in this equinox, incredible moment, perfect balance, okay? This is the time to do the most powerful work, because there's freedom, there's breath, there's air. And all around you, you can feel there's not these pressures of right and wrong, or maybe they're coming up. So the lack of that structure of right and wrong, left and right, do it now, da da da, and the ease of being in the center of these energies, when you walk through a portal like an equinox, you can let go of huge amounts of energies, patterns, old beliefs, systems, and things that don't serve you anymore. You can let go and realize that moving forward, listening to your inner self, is much more powerful, takes you up out of the fear, and moves you towards something that, no matter what is happening around you, you can be in a higher state, a state of acceptance or courage, inspiration or hope, willingness or harmony, compassion, bliss, joy. Yes, you can be in joy while you're watching the world fall apart. Because when you understand we're in the awakening, the structure is there. Nothing we can do is going to stop the change, but how the change happens and how you experience this change and how you decide to embrace who you are and decide to wake up right now. No more waiting. No more waiting for somebody to be okay with it. No more worrying about who's not going to like you if you realize that you're psychic or you're starting to feel energy. Everybody can do that. It's just that we weren't taught that. We weren't told it was important. And all of a sudden, we're seeing a breakdown of a reality that's built on hundreds, if not thousands, of years of fear and aggression and power over and victimhood and slavery and servitude and lack and not enoughness and fear, fear of speaking up, fear of being yourself, fear of receiving the messages, fear of being powerful, fear of making money. Yes, you may want money, and that may be the reason that you have fear of making money, and that's the paradox we're in. All of those patterns that you've been carrying around, that your soul and you and your council all designed for this lifetime, they are carrying messages, codes, information, and they will keep giving you little clues and sometimes big kicks in the head, right? Go this way, go this way, go this way, but it doesn't make any sense, and I have to pay my bills, and I have to know this, and I have to plan that, and I have to make everyone happy. No, you have to listen within. And what a perfect time to do that, because you got to unplug from the craziness out there. This is a crazy, crazy movie. Don't plug into it every day. I don't plug into it at all. And certain things come across my path, of course. And I've done this for 30 or more years, and I don't miss anything. Believe me. Yes, you have to be safe. Yes, you need to know the rules where you are. Yes, you need to understand. But you know what? Who you listen to, you don't know. This country said that, that country said this, this person said that, that person said this. Who knows the truth? In fact, that's the reality of what we're having. We're watching this breakdown and we're seeing through. We're raising our consciousness to see past the facade of this heavy three dimension. Now we got to get all the way up into our higher self and our soul star. We got to get all the way out and realize that I don't have to go anywhere. I don't have to achieve anything. I have to accept who I am. I have to relax and say, oh yeah, everything I need is right here. And if I create a clear and open connection and I allow myself to expand and listen to my body and my body elemental, that energetic part of you, that essence of you that represents your body. If you have a body issue, talk to that part of your body or your body elemental. Listen to it. It's speaking to you. It's communication. You know how to do this. You might have forgotten. You might have shut it down. You might have come in here with all kinds of vows and agreements and energy attachments. And, you know, some of my clients come and we start working and I can energetically, I scan your body every time we do a session and I see what's going on. And I'm like, you are just wrapped up in vines. You know, you're just like this. All these attachments, all of these things, rules, I have to do this for this person and da, 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 da. Now, this isn't about saying, screw everybody, I'm going to be an asshole. This is about rising into the truth of who you are. The truth of who you are is you came here with a plan and a purpose, and everything you've done to this moment has been perfectly designed to train you. If you had a really, really challenging, painful, abusive, destructive, emotionally disturbing, PTSD creating life or beginning of life or experience or divorce, and you're reeling from that, maybe mentally or with emotional depression or physical ailments or whatever it is, it's okay. Who you are right now is who you are right now. That means that you're in the right place at the right time and you're the exact person for this particular mission. And we need you to say, oh yeah, stop judging yourself. Stop trying to live up to other people's expectations. Stop worrying about what you did or didn't do, right or wrong, and the money you've made or the success you've had or not had or whatever it is. Stop worrying about money right now. And don't go, oh, but yeah, but you don't understand. I don't have a blah, blah, blah. Don't do it, period. When you master your energy, you realize everything is energy. What energy do you put in your life? If you keep putting energy in your life of resistance, of heaviness, of attachment, of lack of choice, of lack of freedom, you're going to manifest that in your reality. However, if you just listen within instead of to the news, which is hypnotizing you and this person and Facebook and that and this and try to figure out, oh, how many of these have been, da, 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 there's no truth to be had. Not everybody is speaking the same language, even though they look they are. You know, all of these things that are out there are a distraction to the true purpose of this moment. Let it go. Break down. Be alone. Look within. Listen to your inner voice. Listen to your higher self. Listen to your body. Listen to the guides and the flowers and the hummingbirds and whatever, and the sun every day and the moon and the stars. And there is so much beautiful energy that is supporting you and loving you and Gaia every single second of the day. We're going to be okay. Is there a lot of drama and what appears to be tragedy and trauma? Yes. This is absolutely in no way to belittle the pain and experiences of people and all of us are going through right now. Hell no. That's not how we become whole, is just go, oh, it doesn't matter. Let's pretend it's not there. I'm going to skip around and pretend that's all good. That's not energy mastery. I want you to create a bliss life, because bliss is the emotional state of the state of peace. And at peace, you're so high in your state that you see far, you can see more, you have a clearer connection to your higher self, you trust the answer will be there. You look for the opportunity, you definitely drive the ship, but you drive your own ship with your own energy aligned to the optimal in this moment, not to what you were taught or what your church wants or your mom wants or your toe wants or your cat wants. Let it go. We're moving into the age of the soul and the spirit as a respected individual entity, powerful enough to come together in community as a whole being, not as a codependent being. We are not here to keep our obligations attached to any other person or ideology or culture or family system or anything else. You got to unhook from it all. And then your soul purpose, your awakening, your whatever is happening for you currently, like most of my clients feel energy, they sense it, even if they've been sensing it or they've been an energy healer, it increases. Because what we do is we look for what are the energies on any level of your being, in any time, in any life, in any dimension, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, in this chakra and that toe, whatever it is. It's all part of your energy field. So we scan it and we heal it and we use light body healing and we do all these weaves. And then we go deeper. We talk to it and we shamanic journey with it. And we find we're given the past lives or the agreements or the contracts or the vows and the ahas and the understandings. And often the things that people do for a week to repeat that deep process and completely break free from a lifelong or family ancestry line long challenge or pattern that repeats. So whatever pattern that's annoying you right now, I don't make enough money, or I'm fighting with my weight, or I don't feel good enough, or I'm arguing, or I feel obligated to this relationship, whatever it is, it's exactly what you're meant to look at right now. Because once you look at it, you begin to unpack it, you do some of this work, and tonight you're going to go on a soul purpose awakening journey. And that journey is going to take you deep, and you could repeat this, and it's going to keep integrating for days, if not weeks, or maybe a year. I always say, oh, it takes 7 days to integrate. And then some of my clients who've been around or my students in Light Body School go, oh, yeah, no, I think that was 8 months last time I did this type of thing. So this is very deep work. I've worked for a long time around the world with a lot of different fields. And I've not just now developed these skills, although they've really catapulted to a new level this year with my death new thingy and all the other things. And the really key here is that I've accepted them deeper and deeper as more has fallen apart, as more of my beliefs or my lack of self-love has had to fall away. Because of some dramatic tragedy, from a daughter dying or a divorce that lasts 3 years and ending up from being a millionaire to a bankrupt, or 80 homes owning to being homeless. And, you know, I've been up and I've been down many times on this lovely journey, and each of them, I wouldn't say, were they easy? No. But when I look back, I'm like, wow, powerful, powerful soul opportunity. So everything's an opportunity. And my daughter who died, dear Jordan Ann, hi, sweetie. She's here with the dolphins. That's really fun. Hello. She's never done that before, so this is very special. Okay. She came back and told us, everything's an opportunity. Look for the diamond. We want to look for the diamond inside of this crisis, inside of a pandemic, inside of somebody that you love having a tragic physical ailment or a death or a loss. You have to respect each and every one of us and yourself for the powerful spiritual being completely connected to and made from the infinite field source. That you're here for this particular journey. And right now is a massive opportunity that not one single soul has ever had. We have the opportunity to catapult our spiritual growth, blow open our sensitivity to energies and our abilities and our skills. And what happens on the equinox when you come traveling with me is Atlantis shows up. So I live in the Yucatan and the Mayan jungles and on the beach here. And we do a lot of work with the shaman and in the caves and in the waters and in, on the pyramids. And normally today at dawn, I would be with my group of the Bliss Life Retreat at the top of a pyramid all alone as the sun came up, doing a powerful activation. So this is a really special day. And because this ocean shares Atlantis, wherever it might be, you might believe it is out there, these molecules, these cells within the ocean carry the consciousness, the memories, the power of Atlantis, and the stones and the rocks and the shells and the fossils that are everywhere here. The ancient wisdoms from the Maya and others that came here and left these incredible places. These energies come in, and so they will be most likely, we'll see what happens. I don't write these or plan these. These are completely channeled in the moment. And because you're here, they depend on you. Whatever, when you're here, your energy adds. And then if you come and watch this and you weren't here live, it's okay because there's no time. And we're in a time-space continuum, so we can move anywhere we want within it, then this will have exactly what you need in this moment. All right, so let's take a peek. Some of you might be already feeling your Atlantean guides. They always come in really powerfully on the equinox, and I started by channeling a lot of information for the retreats and going to the sites and talking to the land and doing ceremony, and pretty soon I was receiving these spontaneous images and visions. And I went to sleep the night before the equinox during the first retreat. And as soon as I closed my eyes, I was already on top of the Khoba pyramid. And there were all these enormous light beings, like huge, big, wide, we might say fat, like just these huge blobby kind of light being guides. And they said, we're from Atlantis. And there were exactly 10 of them. And there were exactly 10 of us. And they were standing there the next morning when we arrived. I got to the bottom of the pyramid and I looked to the top and holy cow, I could see them with my physical eyes. And they would come in and everybody there connected, and we journeyed through the pyramid as a portal down into Atlantis, and people got to re-experience a particular life, a skill, a wisdom, a knowledge that they had in Atlantis because they've been invited now to remember. Because now is the time of freeing yourself from fear and awakening your heart, melting the barriers to your heart so that everything goes through your heart. And then that wisdom can come back to us, the wisdom to work with crystals and to see energies and to create energy grids around us for consciousness and to operate from abundance and beauty. So these are some of the things you might experience tonight. My clients call me Fairy Godmother. It happened for so long in so many different ways over about 8 years. I finally said, okay, fine. I love that idea. This is my beach where I live in the Yucatan. And I founded Light Body Healing and Light Weaving, but I've had many, many, many other courses. And over the years, I haven't wanted to accept the truth of who I was. I had a huge self-esteem issue, you may relate. And it's been a journey. It's been challenging. It's been difficult because there's a part of me that's a hermit and there's a part of me that is a leader and wants to go out and talk. So the idea of talking in public was ridiculous to me for a good part of my life. And now I love it. And I've accepted the fact that, yes, I do have an uncanny ability to see right to the core of your challenges. These are things that my clients have said. And now I understand that that's part of my purpose. So my soul purpose awakening was learning all these healing methods and writing books and becoming the member of these boards that are looking into bringing energy medicine into repute so that it can be offered to everybody. And over probably almost 35 years now, as an energy healer and leading meditation and retreats in Egypt, and here this one is one of our places we went, Mujil, in the Quintana Roo in the Caribbean. This was an amazing temple that had a portal to Egypt, and we wove with it and all took off like a ship. It was quite incredible, the things that happened in my sessions and in the retreats. And people see energy after we do this. They literally open their eyes and they see things glowing and they see different light and they have different perspectives. And so over the years, I've become a homeopathic doctor and a master level hypnotherapist, and accepted that I can see. This is another pyramid we usually go to. It's called the Pyramid of the Magician, or the Temple of Moon Temple, which is a feminine, and it is my beloved. My heart acts, opens as if I'm with a lover when I'm there. It is the most powerful place I've experienced over here, next to Koba, where we usually go at the top. And then working with shamans and Native American in different places around the world, all of these things come together. And so whatever you've done in your life, you've been drawn to, or even the challenging experiences that you've had, because I've built multi-million dollar businesses, and then for one reason or another, they've gone out of business. And so I go on this, I can't pay for anything, all the way up to the top of the, you know, scales. And I, so I've been up and down, maybe you've been there too. I'm just experiencing all those things in this life. And so what I wanted to do, the reason I dove into hypnosis and homeopathy and meditation and energy work and angels and whatever, you name it, mystery schools, is because I wanted to understand why things weren't working, why when I worked really hard and suffered a lot that it didn't work out. You know, that's what I was told, work hard, suffer, then everything good will happen for you. I know many of us have that. And so accepting myself along the way and seeking out the solutions to that has made me a ridiculous master. I didn't even really think of it that way, but at the retreat, somebody would say, well, what do you know about this? And what do you know about that? And can you help me with this? And today, one of my clients said to me, you're like a portal for me. You're like an open portal to any answer that I want and anything I need when I come. And that's because of years of practicing to be a clear and open channel by unblocking my stuff, and it's not all gone, and nobody is ever done with that. So just be on the journey. And so energetically, we get to reveal and release and dissolve what's blocked and clogged and held back and stuck, because every issue and challenge you have, whether it's something you want, something you feel like you can't have, something you feel like you're stuck in, it's just energy. And so we look for the energy. Is it dense? Is it attached? Is it serving? Is it toxic? Yes, it used to be good for me, this belief, but now it isn't. But now it's an energy that's embedded, and it's a pattern that repeats without thinking. So we have to go in and shift the energy. So during today's journey, during all of the things that I do, groups, privates, whatever, I combine all of these different things in, and we just draw what's optimal at this time into creating a vortex and a sacred space and a journey place for you to go. So through all of the mystery schools and the different things, I have had the blessing of meeting my soulmate. After my daughter died, I adopted my baby twins, who were 4 pounds and fit in my hand, and now are 22. And I've somehow, after mostly just breakdowns for a couple decades, I've manifested my bliss life, and I'm literally living on the beach. So I do soul sessions. I have packages and I have sessions if you're interested in that. And I do have the school and other things. You can find out all about that on my website, nanakasha.com. This is one of my beautiful clients in England who just got her certification in light weaving. And it's completely changed her life in such incredibly profound ways. And this is Diana, who's been in the school for a while, but finally took it seriously last year when two of her daughters at the same time had a massive Kundalini awakening, and one of them ended up in a mental hospital. And the reality of how many people are awakening right now and don't know what it is and don't have people around them that can explain it. She called me up and said, oh my God, what would I do without you as this, you know, information? And then started taking this seriously. And she activates her light body every day, which is something easy that we teach. And it's changed all those things. So So this is Jonathan from one of our retreats. When we're back up and running, we do healing and energy work and meditating with the dolphins. Beautiful, beautiful dolphins, loving dolphins. And so what we're going to do today is have a soul purpose awakening journey. And what does that mean? Well, the awakening that's happening for you, for the planet, for everyone, that means that you're becoming aware that there's more than just go to work, make money, put it in your 401k, don't upset anybody, don't get a traffic ticket, try not to make too many waves, and be happy when you can on the weekend. That's not why you're here. That's slavery. And those days are over. But we don't know how to live without that. So the breakdown of letting go, who we thought we were, what we thought we should do, it's not an easy thing. So what's the easiest way to walk through that energetically? To say, I want to align with my soul signature frequency. Well, what is that? Well, you have a cell phone number. It's kind of like that. No one else has that cell phone number. So it's your unique code. It's the frequency or vibration that you want to vibrate at, because it means you are aligned with the plan your soul had for you. Now, most people are not vibrating at their soul signature frequency. You might sometimes vibrate there. You might do this activation and raise up and really feel close to it. But our intention every day is to realign with it, to ask to be there. So I want you to get ready for this by asking, where am I currently living vibrationally? What state of awareness and dimension of emotional consciousness am I in right now or most of the time? This determines the quality of your life. And what I mean by that is that quality is, are you happy? Do you live where you love? Are you in a good relationship? Do you express yourself? Do you appreciate the moment? Are you able to let go of other people's need for their opinions? You know, all the things that make up quality of life. So this is our scale of vibrational consciousness. And if you're not already on our list at nanakasha.com, if you go there, we'll send it to you, or just ask us, we'll send it to you. It's based on Stephen Hawkins, but it is our own version. And it's from the Light Body School. And what it is it shows you the vibration, so the heaviness or the lack of energy in these different states. So right now we're seeing a lot of blaming and blaming, you know, the left, blaming the right, blaming the Chinese, blaming your neighbor, blaming this, blaming that, blaming yourself. All of this has been a very popular thing. And when you are blaming, your emotional body is in this state and you are in guilt. You have evil thoughts. You literally think bad things about people. That person's bad. That's all their fault. And then what happens? Desperation comes in and people feel like there's no need, that you're justified in some way to send that person hate energy or say certain things to them or blame them again, right? And the process that you're in, that means what happens around you is destruction. And this is what we're seeing right now. The more blame, the more that the current reality is destructing. And the perspective people get is very vindictive. It's his fault. Make him suffer. These people should have that. These people shouldn't that. You can't do this. You can't do that. You've got to unplug, because the longer you stay at fear or below, the longer you stay in anger, craving, and disappointment, and victimhood, the longer that this drama in a painful way stays unfolding this way. But if you simply say, phew, I don't know why this is happening, I accept, you start rising up, and acceptance is where you let go, you come into harmony, you transcend the drama, and it's much easier for you to see. So I'm going to take you up into acceptance, and we're going to go and raise our vibration. I do that by doing light weaving, by guiding you, doing it's part shamanic, part hypnosis, part energy work, and all other things. And so you want to be somewhere you can completely relax, okay? Then when, regardless of where you are, if you find yourself down in despair and depression and hopelessness, just accept it. Because if you fight with it, if you don't like it, if you judge yourself for it, if you want to blame someone for it, well, and you want to make excuses for it, well, I know that, but that all of that is lack of acceptance. So don't complain and don't blame and don't even judge what's happening. Just say, oh, okay, we're doing jealousy. Oh, okay, we're doing grief. Oh, okay, we're doing fear. And then honor yourself, take care of yourself, accept and rise up. As you can see, with each of these new states of consciousness or dimensions that you move to or ascend to, that's all ascension is raising your state so that you're up. It courage, you're finally empowering, right? And then you get to trust, and then you get to release, and then you get to intend and inspire, and pretty soon you're playing with the energies, and you're seeing massive opportunity right now for yourself. So when you think, where am I currently living most of the time? What's the state that you're in? Look at this and decide. I'm going to give you just a minute, a few seconds to just scan it and be honest with yourself. Have you been living in fear? Because earlier this year, I did a lot of fear, but I used it as a way to cleanse. Okay, so I want to share one more thing with you, and then we're going to go deep into our journey. So a lot of my light body healing school, or breaking into modules, or letting people take them individually, or the whole thing if you want, but you don't have to become a practitioner, you don't have to jump in. And now I'm pulling little concepts and small, powerful pieces from it, and creating courses so anybody can use them. And I'm starting a new course called Soul Star Awakening. Now, let me share what that means, because you maybe don't know what the Soul Star is. It's a chakra. It is your eighth chakra above your head. It is where your higher self resides. So what we're going to do in this is all about your higher self and increasing or creating a clear connection to it. So you're going to explore the realm and reconnect to your purpose and guidance. You're going to activate and awaken that eighth chakra. And this is a place where you access your Akashic records or everything about you, so that you can go find what's the block to money right now, or go find what's the block to my soulmate, or what's the vow I made. And then you can heal it, you can reveal it, you can unhook it. And we're going to do all these things in this course. And we're each of the sections is going to be designed specifically to be a process you can take out and do again and again and again. Keep communicating with your higher self. Keep the channel open to your soul star. So clearing those channels, receiving guidance and direction, and moving in. So you go to nanakasha.com/soulstar. It's half price right now. And we're going to start. It's the only time I'm going to do it live. And because I do it live, it means that after we do the process in the class, I'm going to stay up to an extra hour for Q&A. If you want to know what did this mean, this happened to me, you want me to scan your light body, whatever it is, you're going to have that access to me in this first time only. So because your soul star is the key energy center that houses your higher self, this is the time to listen to your higher self, to create a clearer connection, to understand, to decipher, to understand the levels of communication that are there, ways to open your heart to receive communication in new ways. And you're going to follow these easy activations. We're going to do it, and it's going to build on itself. So the first class actually is go on a date with your higher self, and we're going to do that live on October 10th. And then Secrets to Your Higher Self and a Soul Star Awakening Chakra Activation. This is a powerful process where we activate the heart, the higher heart, the throat, the third eye, the crown, the soul star, and the stellar gateway, all six of those chakras, in a very unique way, down to the new templates and to each other, to create this soul star awakening and a clear path for you to your blueprint, your higher self, your crown, your third eye, all the way down to your heart. So we're going to do this light body process. We're going to activate it. You're going to be able to repeat it. We're going to learn more about the higher self. And then the next time we're going to do a journey to the realm of the higher self, and then a heart to heart light weaving connection and guidance session with your higher self. So if you're like, I really need guidance, I need to unburden my heart and my energy field of all this stress or confusion, I just need to do this. You go in and you repeat the heart-to-heart light weaving connection, and you get guidance and you get energy moving through your heart, and you unburden yourself and you become calm and clear, and you get your inner guidance, not guidance based on drama outside of you or fear that somebody else is having. Then we're going to explore the Akashic Records with your higher self. So again, you can repeat that anytime you want to do an Akashic Record session. You've got the recording for it. The fifth one is the visit the temple of your higher self activation. And that is the big grand finale. And like I said, the first one is going to be going on a date with your higher self, which is a blast. This is a peek at one of our graphics. This is the Soul Star Awakening. And you can see that these chakras are brand new encoded templates. And these are very powerful downloaded templates that we're going to do to clear and activate each of those chakras for you. So it's a six-part course with the bonus, and it's usually $300. It's $150 off. We also have a 2-payment plan, and we're going to get started on October 10th, officially the 13th, but the pre-one's going to be there, and you'll have access to everything, okay? So that's the thing I want you to think about, is how to come and have an experience with me, have these tools, and do it right now before we complete 2020 and move into 2021, because we don't know what it holds, and it's got a lot of power. We just walked through the threshold, and then New Year's is going to open. It's going to be a door. It's going to open to this decade. If you want a soul reading or a soul session or a package with me, I have all these different ones, healing blocks and soul attunements and soul blueprint readings and past or parallel life and higher self and money belief and wealth and worthiness sessions and all kinds of stuff. So this just gives you, we're doing some soul alchemy work now with money, sex, power, love, romance, soulmates. So these are all have been born from requests from my clients wanting something new. And then we have all kinds of sessions there that we can, you can tune into. So, all right. Yay. So it's the equinox, and yesterday was the new moon. So we still have the new moon energy. Yesterday was World Peace Day, which was lovely. And if you haven't, if you've just joined this series, which we just started yesterday live, be sure to check out the one we did yesterday. Reese did a crystal bowl with the soul purpose chakra, and you feel this amazing thing, and it opens your chakra, and your soul speaks to you, and then he explains how to interpret what your soul said. So it's a very unique and different way of communicating with your soul about your purpose. And then Raquel came and shared some of the insights on how to see yourself through human design, and had some powerful insights about what's happening, not just within, but globally, and where we're moving. And it's all positive, okay? So you're gonna see a lot of speakers in this summit that share deep ways for you to get underneath the drama and see what's really going on, the deeper meaning for you, for your purpose, for us, because we are shifting, and you can shift that timeline now, and you can shift in and help create the planet, the beautiful, conscious, aligned, energetically glowing, all of us believing in abundance, everybody free, nobody a slave to a job or to anything else. So know that we are moving into the time when individual choices are going to be revered and respected. That if you've chosen not to be normal, or you feel ready to break out and do your own thing, it won't be go with this burden of being judged or bullied as weird or different or not responsible because you want to live a unique life. So just because it's not the norm or accepted by people in your life or your society doesn't mean that it's not right for you. And that's why we want to go on this journey today, to allow our higher self to guide us into a place where we connect with a clear and open heart to receive guidance from our own inner authority. And every time that somebody I work with or talk to does this, they don't feel fear. They're not believing doom and gloom about what's happening. And there's a peace and a calm within the drama that's happening right now. Yes, I agree. Okay, we're going to do that. Just getting a little guidance. Okay, so the last thing is please share with me what you feel, what you experience, what else you would like to hear about. You can put it in the chat window. If I don't see it during the process, I'll see it later afterwards. And you can contact me on Facebook or send us an email too if you want to share. I love it when people reach out and let me know how powerful it was. I did some soul readings a few weeks ago and got several emails from people who received them. And we're going to be doing soul profile readings at the end of this on October 8th. So stick around. We're going to have lots of wonderful live experiences. All right. Yes. Okay, perfect. Sounds good. All right. So I'm going to share something with you since I'm in the Maya Yucatan. And this is a blue lapis stone heart, the little cutie bug. And this is one of the things that I got when I do my live retreats. I buy lots of little treats and gifts. And I take these to the pyramids and do ceremony and charge them up with awesome energies. And then everybody gets to pick one. And then they carry them into all the ceremonies during the retreat. So this has been through many ceremonies next to my heart. And it's what I call the Mayan blue heart of truth. And I say this because we've had many experiences during these events and during experiences like activations, like I'm doing today, where energies appear and we levitate or we travel dimensions, or like I said, Atlantean guides come in, all these different things happen. And we had a lady with a nice big camera with lenses, and we did this equinox ceremony in the top of the pyramid, and then everybody had like an hour or so to go. They had a little Mayan taxi to go all through the jungle to the other pyramids and sites. And we all showed up at the same place. And we felt drawn to do a healing at this one temple. There was a lot of disturbance there, and many people were feeling energy, feeling sick, seeing different things. And I had really powerful visions there of a past life with Chris as Mayan brothers. We were learning mystical, magical, different healings and things, and he pushed a little far and died, and we made a pact that we would come back together. And we're soulmates and we're in love, but after that experience, there is even deeper essence to our relationship. And so I was like, yes, I know what this is a school, and this is what I used to do here. So we sat down, I immediately left my body, and we did a lot of energy work, a bunch of different things came through, and this woman was walking around taking pictures. Afterwards, we saw the pictures, and I went deep and went, and all of a sudden, this light appeared above my head, the green ones, I think, at first, and then down here, and then this pink light opened above me and came right down over us, and she captured all of it on there. And then this blue, like almost like a little angel or fairy or butterfly looking shape, just started beating right above us. And we made a video, we had a video of it, and I would look at it and it looked like a heartbeat. And there's a thing called Mayan blue. So for me, that energy was an opening and awakening to this sacred energy and understanding of how important the heart is and why we've lost the connection to a lot of this ancient wisdom and a lot of this inner knowing that we are these powerful beings that can create reality, and that this is now open and available to you, that you can tune into what I call the blue Mayan heart of truth. And what it is it aligns you with your truth, but your truth in the all, not me over something, me, but me in my role, me in my soul, me inside of my light pillar of light. All right. Yes, thank you so much. So I want you to get comfortable and relax wherever you are. And I want you to close your eyes whenever you're ready. I'm just looking through my altar of many crystals and different energies and beings and seeing who wants to come. It's primarily this one. So you can look, you don't have to. This is an amethyst tool. It's a pyramid with four wands. And it's purple is for both the third eye and the crown. And together these make your command center. So I'm going to start here. Okay. Interesting. Okay. So you can take a look at what I'm doing with it. I'm holding it on my forehead, kind of over the third eye or the pituitary, the Ajna chakra, which is your inner eye. And the pyramid is coming out. So it is sending out energy, right? And connecting into these four directions and worlds. So you can feel this on your own eye. And when you're ready, close your eyes and feel this amethyst pyramid right between your eyebrows, connecting into your pituitary. And now wiring into your thalamus, hypothalamus, and all the other parts down and back to your pineal gland that are part of your inner all-seeing eye. And you can feel the energies coming in that are aligned with the frequency of the violet ray, the violet flame, the transformational ray that burns away karma, transmutes in an instant old heavy patterns and energies. So take a deep breath in and feel yourself drawing the breath in through this amethyst pyramid directly into that inner eye. And let it move into your whole brain and that whole chakra and energy center and fill it. And release the breath slowly. Good. And relax. Feel like that breath just washed away a lot of tension. Ooh, boy, did that stuff pour off of me. Now I want you to feel these four wands. Also taking the energy and drawing it out. So removing the blocks to you connecting to your inner eye, to your crown, to your higher self, to your soul purpose, to your mission. So you just allow that energy to be drawn out. And this time take a deep breath in. Feel it going up into this whole area and getting sucked out. Let it go. Like a big wind blew through your entire third eye energy center. Good. Ooh, this is intense. All right, one more breath. This time, slowly take it up your nose. And now feel the energies coming in. The pyramid is now pointing directly in. The tip of it is between your eyes. The wands in four directions are drawing energy in. It's moving through this high frequency, soul level crown. That means accepting your powers, accepting your position, accepting your truth, accepting you're here. And they pour into your mind and your brain and your third eye. Ooh. Good. Relax. Relax. Just let those energies move. Now, breathe in this rose quartz, pure love, crystalline energy, and this shungite, this dark energy that absorbs negative low vibrations, old patterns, shadows, darkness, obligations, judgment. I've got one on the back of my third eye in my head and one on the front. And just feel these energies moving in, soothing and calming whatever's opened. Give permission for this shungite to remove any blocks to your clear and open connection at this time with your higher self and your highest good. And relax and feel this crystalline divine love pouring into your brain and swirling around your crown, creating a vortex of light going up, 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 up. And taking you to the door of your soul star, your higher self temple. Relax and just allow this movement, this opening, this awakening throughout your whole mind, brain, crown, opening that space, relaxing into this moment, feeling your higher self and these balanced energies, silver and gold, sacred feminine, sacred masculine, surrounding you. As you stand at the gates to this soul star and you open your heart and say, I'm ready and willing to go on a soul purpose journey. I'm open and receptive to awaken to my truth, to my purpose, to my mission, to my skills, to my knowledge, to my wisdom, to my joy, to my truth, to my alignment. I now am here as a clear and open channel to my highest good. I welcome that which is optimal for me at this time to know, to receive, to release, to renew. I enter as the creator of my reality. The crown fully open, I own my power and position as a divine being of light. I open my heart to the infinite field. You feel a wave of energy go out from you and expand, reaching into the infinite field, declaring, I am one with the infinite field. And the infinite field responds and pours that light back into your body, into your heart. Breathe it in. I'm ready and willing to open my heart, to hear from my soul, to embrace, to awaken, to release and accept. Relaxing deeper and deeper, feeling yourself, part of you resonating up with your higher self, part of you in your body, part of you in your heart. Ask to be here now, gathering all parts of you relevant to this soul purpose awakening journey in your heart. Gathering all the pieces, guides, parts, energies, connections for your journey tonight. Like packing for a trip around the world, off planet, to other places, to other energies, to sacred temples of light, through time and space, through this opening of the equinox, guided with your higher self, protected within the infinity healing chamber, all of you present now. Ready and willing. Welcome. 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 Feel and see your heart center. Standing in here with all of the doors open, allowing all those parts of you, even the fears, even the guilty girl, even the never enough voices, the light and the joy and the inner child, the sexy, voluptuous lover and goddess, the brilliant, creative, solution-oriented, all the parts of you. I am gathering now for my soul purpose awakening journey. And now there is a fire, a violet, blue, silver, and gold fire. This flame in the center of your heart draws you, and you sit across from your higher self. Through the light and the flames and the flickering, you feel your higher self heart to heart weaving with you. And you open your heart. And now you open and more of these guides and parts of you gather around this fire light, gazing into the light, the flames, moving each with a different dance and rhythm. Looking deeper and deeper into these flames, your heart opens. You feel your heart chakra expand. A new door open. And a part of you you haven't seen, heard, or connected to, sense the fall since the big breakdown, since your time in Atlantis. Since you were disconnected from your wisdom, your skills, your mastery, you stay focused on the fire as the light from the different rays within it reach out, moving energies in your field. This new presence walks slowly around you, your gathering, your heart light. You can feel the footsteps of this guide. Step by step, each step is an imprint in your heart. It leaves a glowing symbol of light. This ancient being completes a full circle, and these glowing light symbols, creating a ring around you and your gathering and your firelight. And they begin to beam up like enormous lights, beaming in to the depths of your heart center. And you see that they don't just go up, they begin to go down. That your heart is a mirror, an above and a below. You are here and you are there. You are spirit and you are form. You are the past and the future. You are the sacred feminine, the sacred masculine. You are the creator and the doer. You are the slave and the enslaver. You are the light. You are infinite. Your heart temple lit with these beautiful symbols, they begin to emit a pulse, a rhythm, a heartbeat. The pulse becomes a dance, a movement, music, your heart music. Each of the flames, blue, violet, gold, silver, emits a different sound or tone, and this beautiful frequency becomes the exquisite music of your soul's purpose. Receive it and let it move through you. Allow it to move your body, to cleanse your mind. Allow it to infuse you, to release you and free you. Moving through you, you accept it. You move with it. Your soul signature frequency calls you. Far away, you hear this beautiful sound. It trickles in and vibrates in your cells. It expands your awareness. You feel yourself rising, expanding effortlessly, becoming liquid light that moves with this rhythm of your soul. You feel yourself beginning to flow up and out of your body, like slipping out of a heavy, wet overcoat. You become liquid, light, moving with the rhythm of your soul. Up, leaving the world and the worries, the fear, the guilt, the uncertainty, the blame, the anger. It all crumples to the floor as you rise up out of your body, out of the room, surrendering to this rhythm, answering the call. Come, remember, it's time. Rising, yes, it is time. I can let go and leave it all behind for a few moments. Ah, the relief of moving into neutrality. Lighter, trust, possibility. I am willing to rise above, to become one with my own frequency and dance. Higher and higher you move gently through the crown, up higher towards your soul star temple, surrender and let go. You feel a burst of inspiration, your heart opening. I am infinite. I accept that I'm here on purpose. I let go of everything else. Lighter and lighter, you rise more quickly, joining your higher self and play in the garden of your soul star. The beauty overtakes you, and you feel yourself filled with harmony, rainbow light of the full color spectrum is everywhere, misting down onto you. You feel yourself gently aligning with the roots of your soul purpose in this life, at this moment. Effortlessly letting go. You feel this love, this compassion, this acceptance, wave after wave, and you expand in to the garden, in to the sacred grove of your soul's seed. Fully present here now, resonating with acceptance, infinite possibilities. You enter this beautiful, sacred, mystical grove in the garden of your soul star. Your higher self opens the secret passageway and you enter this is the place of your soul seed. Here, you reconnect, log in, download, and upgrade your connection to your soul purpose, to the seeds of this life, to the mission, and to what is optimal for you to remember, release, or reawaken in this moment. Stay here in this sacred space, holding, resonating, vibrating, communicating with your soul seed. Relax and receive until I bring you back. And now this sacred space, all the nature type spirits and energies that are here, your higher self, they begin to weave light between you and the seed, pulling out the pieces of this wisdom and knowledge that you are ready to download. And you receive it and feel it beginning to move through your energy, move through your electrical system, move through your blood, through your chakras, move through your house, your mind and your beliefs, bringing a new, higher expectation, a new, higher understanding, reaching, expanding, accepting more of the infinite nature and infinite field, the skills and wisdoms, even the fears that you brought here as a soul. Let them be revealed to you as you drink them down and allow them to anchor in to your light body. And now is the time to completely surrender all other energies that block your full receiving and acceptance of this awareness, of this reconnection. Whatever visions or feelings, shifts or colors, lives or guidance is happening, receive it. You're multidimensional and you're receiving on many, many levels. Ones you're aware of and ones you're not. Feel it bringing you down, your higher self guiding you back through your crown, your inner eye, gently ushering you these seed codes, still downloading and integrating through your throat, your soul purpose, higher heart chakra, and into your heart center. Back by the flame, but now the circle has changed. This ancient guide, this holder of wisdom for you from Atlantis or beyond is now sitting alone by your heart fire. You sit across and you both gaze into the light. Your Atlantean guide invites you to anchor your heart into this flame. Notice the color, the movement. Weave your heart your new seeds, your new awareness, your new downloads. Feel yourself pouring this new wisdom and awakening in to your life force flame in the core of your heart's center. Together, you both anchor this in, and you feel it moving out from your heart, becoming a little more aware of your body, anchoring into your heart. It moves through your ribs and lungs, out through the heart, the spine. And as you finish reintegrating into your body, allow these new codes, these new seeds, this new information to move down your arms into your hands and fingers, anchor into your root. Welcome it down your feet and your cells. Breathe it into your lungs and allow it to move through all of your body, your mind, anchoring into your emotions. This new awareness of who you are, these new skills, this new guidance, this new map, whether you know what it means right now or not, is now completely downloaded into your light body. Move your fingers and your toes and allow yourself to come into the moment. Put your hands on your heart and take a deep breath in. Feel the lightness and support of that equinox energy around you. Like a seed pod that you're inside of, you now have this connection to this part of your soul purpose. How this reveals itself to you, you may have already had visions and ahas, and you want to take notes and start running out and take action. Lately, I've been staying up till 2 and 3 in the morning, which is unusual for me now, because I'm getting so much soul purpose. Like, just do this, just move towards it. How's it going to happen? Does it matter? Just move towards it. So this is a process of integrating these seeds, this wisdom, these codes, this programming, this software, however you feel it or see it. Allow it to integrate. Think about it before you go to sleep. Acknowledge you've downloaded and reconnected this. Acknowledge you have a new, higher, easier, clearer connection to your higher self. So I want to invite you to stay where you are. If you feel dreamy or you're having a hard time coming back, don't force it. There's nothing that you need to do. When you get ready, take as many notes as you can, quickly jotting down feelings, colors, images, anything, because later a lot of these things begin to take shape. They take structure. But you don't know exactly what some of this means right now, and that's okay. If you're experiencing frustration because you wanted an answer or you wanted some clarity or you wanted it to appear differently, then realize with the scale, any lack of acceptance, whether it's I want more or why can't I ever have or I'm never clear enough or I really wanted this to be different, all of that is ego. All of that is conditioning because you've just received the most optimal download and message that your soul wants you to have at this time. So respect that and listen, integrate, enjoy. All right? Beautiful. So please, please share with me in Facebook or email or in any way that you want what you've experienced. And we're going to get this up on your page in the morning. We'll have an email to you. So if you're not on the list and you want the free gifts and you want everything in one place, you go to nanakasha.com/blisslifeglobalhealing. Otherwise, just go to my YouTube channel and these will be all posted up there. Underneath, we'll give you the links to anything that's relevant. So let's see. Beautiful. We raise so much energy. I got knocked off, and yet it's all perfect. The beautiful thing is, since there's no time and space, everything's continuing, and you can integrate and the real opportunity is to notice what came up for you. Was there frustration or just like, oh, okay, more time to bliss out here as I integrate into my body? So let's activate a gratitude power program. And I just ask you to tune in to this infinite spiral. It's a rainbow spiral. It's the full color spectrum, and it's moving like a pinwheel and a constant, never flowing, never ending, ever flowing spiral. And around it is this tube torus, is this never ending flow, this flower of life out and back in. And within that is the triquetra, the Celtic infinity symbol. Three petals moving infinitely, combining the Trinity in a circle around and back in. Gratitude is flow. Detach and ask for gratitude. 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 Gratitude to yourself, to your body, to your soul, to your power, to your courage to be here right now. Gratitude that you took time for yourself to do this. Gratitude for what you received and released. Gratitude to Gaia and to this moment, to the Infinity Healing Chamber, to the flame within your heart, to your beautiful Atlantean self or guide. Gratitude for this moment. We give great thanks and ask that this energy be offered to all those here at this time that are ready and willing to open to their soul seed. And we send out this gratitude, waves of it, down into Gaia's heart and back out to the stars and the clouds, the moon and the sun and beyond, and back into the very core of your being and out through the waters and the dirt, through the animals and the plants, and back in you receive this infinite flow of gratitude. Thank you, thank you, thank you. May this circle, this temple, this gathering be open yet unbroken. And this seed and this wisdom go with us. I am that I am, E.A. Escher, E.A. Feel it. And feel like your Atlantean partner, that with every step that you take, you kiss the ground, the earth, the house, the floor. You give your energy, your unique soul blueprint into that space. Are you ready to give the very best, the strongest, the wisest, the beautiful, the creative? Are you ready to release the beauty of your soul? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And we give great thanks to the blue Mayan heart of truth, to this incredible amethyst, the pyramid, to our rose quartz and our shungite, to all of our nature guides and spirits and the dolphins, to Thoth, Isis and Horus, Gaia and Merlin. We give great thanks to the corn maiden, to white buffalo calf woman, to Buddha, Kuan Yin, and Saint Germain. We give great thanks to all of our guides, our higher selves, our body elementals. We give great thanks to our higher selves for opening this doorway, and we ask to keep a clear and open connection. Namaste. Have a beautiful and blessed evening, everyone. Thank you for spending the equinox with me. I wasn't able to go to a temple today, but I had an exquisite and beautiful day, and I really appreciate you being a part of it. I hope I see you again. We've got some amazing people coming up the next couple of days. Paul and Holly Marwood are going to take you on an experience tomorrow of activating your universal sphere. And she channels Ishtara. It's a really beautiful experience. And we have another live on Friday with Aura Colors author Pam. And we're going to go into your infinite being. And on Saturday, we have live interactive healings. So make sure that you stay in tune. And if you want to join us live, be sure that you get on the list. And if you want, otherwise, just go to my YouTube channel every day and see the new upload. Ah, yummy, yummy, yummy. I'm going to go play with my honey bunny. Oh, yeah, good idea. I will put that here, actually. Nanakasha.com, Akasha/BlissLifeGlobalHealing. And that may or may not link, but we will post that for you. And again, if you go to my YouTube channel, which is youtube.com/joyfulnan, you'll see all of these. Thank you so much, Julie, my beautiful client. She tried to help out while I was knocked off. And thank you, everybody. I appreciate it. I appreciate Julie responding that what I was saying in the beginning might sound hard, but that I've walked her through every step of the way, and it's been amazing, and it has. And it's such an honor. If you feel called to work with me, it's going to be joyful and fun and interesting and challenging and everything in between. So have a beautiful and blessed night, everybody. Take care. Bye-bye. Mm-hmm.